Welcome back. It's Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Kitchen Studios in Grand Rapids. And we're talking Easter food, man. And we've hit the ham. We went across the barnyard for the lamb. Now we're going to get out of the barnyard because it's time, chores are done. It's time to have a little breakfast. And what are you thinking about Easter breakfast, Bob?
Welcome back. We have Jethro Bodine with us right now, just in off the farm. Well, breakfast is a big deal in our house. It's
my favorite meal. I don't grill it a lot. I like a lot of things on the grill, but if I had to pick one, that would be it.
Okay, so here's where I would tell you you can do something fantastic on the grill. Go to Sobey Meats, get their bulk breakfast sausage, and I'm telling you, you'll want to get 4 or 5 pounds of it because when you fire up that grill to make this sausage, people are going to be snatching it as soon as you bring the first platter, and depending on how big the group is you got. But they're going to start grabbing those little patties and running if you've got the seagulls we have. And you're going to down a couple of them while you're grilling. Their breakfast sausage is so good. My mouth's watering thinking about it. But their bulk, Sobey Meats, bulk breakfast sausage, get at least 2 or 3 pounds of it. Form up some nice patties. Make sure you do them just like you do a hamburger, and put a nice indent in it, and then throw them on your grill and grill them up outside. I'm going to tell you that doing bacon on your grill is a mistake.
Sure it is.
It gets all black smoke. And
right.
I don't know.
Well, it's the flare-ups. It's rendering so much grease so quickly that you can't prevent a flare-up. Now, you can do it on a piece of tin foil, but it's just not the same.
Well, if you have a big skillet or a big grill to put on your grill, that's different.
Yeah, now you're using your grill as a heat source.
Right. And now you have a giant grease fire waiting to happen.
Yeah, and a pool of it that you got to deal with when the griddle's 400 degrees and you can't touch it.
So now, you know, there are a lot of people selling now these outdoor griddles, which are very cool, and I don't have one yet.
Uh-oh. Bob's jonesing for an Easter gift. I can smell it. I can smell it just like I could smell the sausage. But the sausage patties, they have it's sausage. It's got fat in it, right?
Yep.
But the patty don't bleed out the fat like a strip of bacon does, right?
No.
And so it'll sear up and it'll
I always liked Sobey's sausage, but when I did them on the grill, I discovered something that was like the most perfect breakfast sausage I could ever ask for.
Right, and they crisp up a little bit, crunchy on the outside
But their breakfast sausage is quite lean, so you're not going to have any flare-ups. It's just not going to happen.
Yep.
They do such a fussy job with all their meats that, that's really good. But the other thing I like once in a while, and apparently my doctor said I shouldn't be doing this.
See him once a year. You only got to listen. You'll forget another week that he even saw him.
I love pancakes.
Right.
And I don't eat pancakes out much because most people mess them up. Most restaurants buy the same mix from Gordon Foods or whoever, Cisco Frostpack. They add water, and they make this big, thick thing that sucks up so much pancake syrup that you can't even
eat it. It's a sugar buzz.
It's obnoxious.
Yeah.
Now, if you want great pancakes, go to Cracker Barrel.
Yeah?
They're perfect.
What's the difference?
They're perfect. They're thin and crispy, and they're just beautiful. And I buy my mix there. Okay. But if I can't get mix there because we run out of it every time we buy it, I'll get that Krusty's, they're basic, and I'll add some cornmeal to it. I'll do about 20% cornmeal to that Krusty's mix, and I'm going to add a fair amount of oil, and I'm going to put eggs in it, even though it says don't.
Once again, you're learning the secrets of the recipe that must be changed from Bob.
Well, don't you mess with everything you make?
Most.
Yeah. You got to tweak it.
Yep.
But the problem with most mixes for pancakes is they're just kind of plain and doughy.
Right.
They're just not. Aunt Jemima's okay. You add a little cornmeal mix to it, and it's going to be perfect. And now is the perfect time to get
a little baking powder makes them raise a little bit and get a little bit fluffier.
You can.
I think.
Yep.
Yep.
But there's all sorts of fresh maple syrup out right now. I mean, all sorts of it.
Right. Just a little bit west of Shartucky, where I grew up, there's a little burg called Vermontville.
Oh, yeah.
And they have a maple syrup festival next weekend, not this Easter weekend, but next weekend, where all of the local syrup makers come together, and it's just a little hometown festival. It's been going on for my entire life, if not a lot longer.
Well, Michigan puts out a ton of maple syrup.
They do. They do. And this has been a short season with all this real warm weather because the sap runs up, and if it freezes at night, it goes back down in the roots, gets warm in the day. Well, we haven't had those freezing nights and warm days because that's when the sap runs. Then sap is in the tree going up to feed the leaves.
Are they complaining about the amount of sap they got?
Yes. And when we get these big warm days like this and it stays warm at night, it doesn't go back down. So it shortens the season.
So you got to cut a maple tree down.
Well, no, you don't. But then you only get sap 1 year. But my point is that there's a chance that it will be more expensive this year because it takes, depending on the sugar content of the tree, somewhere around 70 to 80 gallons of sap to make 1 gallon of syrup.
Isn't that crazy?
Because you're boiling it down to make
crazy?
It thick. It's kind of like the same thing you do with balsamic vinegar to make a reduction, right? Only this is Mother Nature's sap that it boils down to the syrup. But a cool little festival. The only reason I remember that it's always the last week in April is my brother went over there when I was 12, so some years ago, and on his motorcycle, and got in an accident and passed away. But it was from he was at the
that'd be 40 some years ago.
Yeah, right. Yes, it would be. Right. Wow, time flies. But anyway, it's always the last weekend in April, the last full weekend in April, the Maple Valley Syrup Festival.
There you go. And there's your infomercial, like, Vermontville.
Hey, yeah. You
here's
got
a cool.
It.
Here's a fun fact.
Yeah.
You know, Michigan.
Sorry,
has,
took you down a tangent.
No, no,
there.
No. I like that. I do enough of them myself. But there, Michigan produces a ton of maple syrup.
Yes, we do.
And the UP, the eastern end of the UP, produces more maple syrup than all of Vermont.
Right.
There's a fun fact.
Yeah, lots and lots of maples.
We had that girl on the show.
Right, I remember that.
She threw that at us.
Right. Speaking of maple syrup, Bob, this would be a sweet time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
I feel like a man, a sweet man. today's man law is really important, and you just got a dog, so pay attention, Choppy.
I'm in it, but I got an editorial at the end.
I'm really
about your monkey.
The dressing of any pet for any reason is not acceptable. Any garment that is not part of the animal shall not be allowed to be attached to that animal. Exceptions are collars, leashes, etc. Exception to this rules are monkeys.
Right. You gotta dress your monkey.
You do.
Right?
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, right. Now, let me tell you that my exception to this is as you mentioned, I just got a pup this week. And we got her from a rescue organization, and they had to put her on a plane.
Yep.
And a private pilot needed hours, right?
Right.
So he does this missional stuff that he does. And he flies my dog in from Minneapolis.
First class.
Right, he flies
he's
my dog.
He's already got an attitude.
No, he's got it. Yeah, right. Yeah, well, he was. We got a picture of him on the pilot's chest when he was flying over. That was pretty cool. But anyway, the plane is not heated. So they went to a baby clothing store and bought an outfit and put the top of it over the dog so the dog stayed warm because when he's up in the air, the plane is some like 40 degrees. So my dog came with a little sweatshirt on it. But it was quickly taken off. So that's my exception to the rule.
We're being produced today by Brian Fongers. And, Brian, is that an allowable exception?
Yeah.
Okay, Fongers.
All right, thanks, man.
Fong says
I still have
good.
My man card?
Yes,
yeah.
You do.
So
the last little breakfast tip here, scrambled eggs. My wife is a freak about scrambled eggs, mm-hmm. and she's complained for years. So I talked to some chefs. And slowed my heat way down. My new Thermador range has the on and off intermittent burner. And add water to your eggs.
Really?
And do them really low heat, add water, cover them, and they'll turn out nice and fluffy.
Wow, sounds good. Coming up next, if you want fluffy red cabbage, we'll braise it.